11:31. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by singer-songwriter Angel, who's from London. We have to say a big hello to our friends Adam and Neil. They've been on the A-list here with Everything Is All Right because they put me in contact with you. So how do you know those two?
It was through on Twitter. So I was just posting a lot about my music and I got in contact with loads of different people who were in like the music industry and music business, and then they knew them and it was just kind of like a knock-on effect.
Yeah.
So like that.
Did you manage to tune in at any stage where it's been playing, or have you missed it?
Yeah, I've tuned in and it was like really like a nice feeling to hear like someone kind of introduce a track, say, oh, this is like my song, and like to tell people that it's played on the radio. It was quite it was a really nice experience. So yeah.
Now Angel, A-N-G-E-L-L-E.
Yeah.
That's a very nice name.
Thank you.
And you don't need a surname?
And no.
No, not using your surname.
Keeping it very like
mysterious.
Yeah.
So how long have you actually been singing? How old are you? 19?
I'm 21 now.
21.
I look a lot younger than I am.
Lucky you. You want to keep that in mind as the years go by. So tell us, when did you start singing? Were you very, like, you know, toddler or?
I've always been into music. So my dad played like the bass guitar and the guitar, and my mum played the piano.
Yeah.
And I got my first guitar when I was, like 5 years old, because I wanted to be like my dad, because he had a guitar. And then there's like loads of photos of me with it, but it wasn't until like secondary school when I got guitar lessons, like a few, and started playing and writing songs with my best friend, and we were in bands and things like that. So, but before then I was playing more the recorder and classical kind of, and piano, so before the guitar.
But it's much easier, as I have quite a lot of guests come in who play guitar, obviously, but it's one of those things, if you can play an instrument, it's so much easier when you want to go and do a gig. Because if you're a solo singer, that's all well and good, but you can't turn up and just sing anywhere, whereas if you play, guitar is the best instrument because you can just strap it on your back and you can go off and play.
Yeah, that's very much the reason why I decided to learn the guitar. I thought it's the best instrument to, I find anyway, to write songs on. I wrote a few songs on the piano, but I never felt as big a connection with that instrument as I did with the guitar.
Yeah.
And I started off in secondary school playing the drums first, but you can't really write melodies on those. So no. I was like, I have to learn something else.
With your songwriting, do you get lyrics coming into your head in the middle of the day you have to write down, or how does it work for you?
I'm like walking along the street, walking home, and then I'll think of a tune and think of like lyrics to do with something that's happened in the day, or thinking about a memory, and then I have to like write it down, usually on like my phone, like in notes. Then I'll get home and try and work out chords and things like that. So yeah, it's very much of a like on the go kind of, like whatever I come up with. Sometimes it is me sitting down and working out a song, but it's usually just whatever like comes to me in the moment.
Do you write about love a lot, or relationships, or can it be just anything that happens to come into your head?
It can be anything, really. It used to be, when I was going through like my younger teenage years, all about like love, relationships.
Yeah,
like,
give that up, that's years like ago.
it was all about that, but as I've got older, it's been more different journeys that I've been on and different experiences. So you can tell how old I was when I wrote different songs, which is quite interesting.
And do you remember the very first song that you wrote?
I think it was me and my younger sister. We were like sitting in our living room and we were just like clapping and making melodies and things like that. But I can't exactly remember the lyrics, but I know it was definitely about like a boy or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We won't ask which boy, because it's a long time ago.
Very long time.
I saw the eyes and don't talk about it. And what artists do you admire that you really rate at the moment?
I have always admired Avril Lavigne. So she was the first album I bought, the artist who I based the style, how I dressed on, how I did my hair, makeup, everything. And I still admire her now. She's kind of not in the spotlight as much, but I still follow her like kind of religiously because I'm such a big fan, but not in like a creepy way.
But yeah, not in a creepy way.
Then, and more like mainstream artists, Taylor Swift, for how much hard work she's put in and how she just kind of trawled every station and everywhere to get where she is today, And her music, I like how it tells a story and how other artists tell a story. I think I've been listening to DNC recently, so their songs I've been really loving. So yeah,
a little bit rude, a bit risque. We play them on here, yeah. But they're the radio edits.
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you got any risque bits in any of your songs, or not really?
No, most of my songs are quite like PG. So I would say I don't really use swearing or anything in my songs, just because there is. Like, it narrows down the audiences you can reach. Yeah. So,
and your radio play as well.
Yeah.
Where are you gigging? Where can people see you at the moment?
And basically, I haven't been able to, sadly, recently. I'm still looking for more places to kind of gig and talking to different people. I'm kind of in talks with different people at the moment about all that stuff. So hopefully, like, next year I should be able to say locations and things where I should be gigging and stuff, so that would be really cool. Covers also go down a lot more with, like, I've done busking before and people recognize the song, so they'll watch, but if it's your own song they might not stick around and listen as much. But and I'm hoping to, like, perform more and things like that soon.
Get a few festivals under your belt.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I'm hoping to.
Are you going to be getting about? Are you going to get a band together? Is that going to be the ultimate kind of thing, or is it just going to be yourself and the guitar?
I know a few people who are musicians and things like that, but they're like in their own bands and doing their own thing. They've said that if I needed backing musicians, that they would help me out. So that's always helpful. But usually it is just me, my guitar, or me and my backing track. Like off to a location and just doing it on my own, really.
And you've got a YouTube channel, so tell us about that, because that isn't just about your music.
It's a funny comedy kind of channel where I just talk about different things, so stories from when I was younger and things like that. I'm hoping to do a video on the origins of the song that's out at the moment, Mistaken, so that should be an interesting video to do. It was written when I was around 15, so it was one of my original tracks about a guy who I liked at the time.
Do you still see him now?
We're still friends on Facebook.
Does he know the songs about him?
But I don't know if he knows the songs about him, but it's pretty obvious though.
Yeah.
He doesn't, but I don't know if he knows. It would be interesting to hear his opinion on it. But
yeah, but you're not bothered, because you've written him out your system now.
Yeah, I've wrote a lot of songs about this guy in this period in my life, which is quite interesting. So yeah, I don't know if he realizes the impact that he had on that part. Then I look at different pieces of paper and notes that I've written of different songs and remember what I was going through when I wrote those. Mm. So yeah.
Do you write better music when you're happy or sad?
And I think I write better music when both, I think, I would say. I get very different songs from when I'm happy and sad. Mm. And I try to write more happy songs. Now, I've always found them more challenging to write. So I prefer to write them now because it's more interesting.
What would you say the balance is? Is it sort of 50-50 or...?
It's 50-50, I think, yeah. Mm. It's because you get very different songs from both emotions and loads of different emotions. So I've got like a few angry songs as well, which are interesting. I've always liked more up-tempo songs myself, so tried to put my personality in my songwriting, because when I was younger a lot of my songs were really upset and sad and like apology songs and stuff like that. So I've tried to kind of steer away from the sad and upset kind of stuff.
Who would you like to collaborate with? If you could work with anybody at the moment, who would you like to work with?
I think my dream would be to collaborate with Avril Lavigne, because she's been like my really young. And other than that, it would be Taylor Swift, but that's like impossible, I think.
Well, you never know, she might be listening. All right, Taylor, how are you doing? Are you any good on a skateboard? Do you like Avril Lavigne? She used to be on a skateboard, didn't she?
Yeah, that was definitely the song that got me into her, was like Skater Boy.
Mm.
And I tried to learn how to skateboard, but I kept falling off of the skateboard, so I quickly gave that up, but I still have the skateboard, funnily enough.
Now you're going to sing live in the studio.
And yes.